Hello and welcome to Watson League. And after the break, we have the 30th match day, and we start with an interesting Nice run. So let's analyze all the games, of course, with Alain Balnegri and with you. Don't forget to leave your comments and press the like and subscribe. Let's go on now with the show. After the break, Alain, we are back with the fight, especially for the Champions League, with Gan now in the third place. We have a very important game on Saturday. How are you, Alain?
Hello, Edu. Yes, we are back with a lot of interesting game this week in Liga.
And let's see also how PSG react after the defeat against Monaco. But let's start with the game I was mentioning before. On Saturday, we have Nice-Rennes. This is a very good one because Rennes, they are now third in Champions League spots. And Nice, they are fourth after the defeat against Marseille. And also they drew against Montpellier. A good opportunity, this one, Alain, for Galtier men to go back to the Champions League spots. But Rennes, probably they are the most informed place team in Ligue 1 right now.
Last six games, six victory. Mm-hmm. And every positive streak will be interrupted. And in the first game, we saw the difference about the collective way, the defensive phase, the aggressiveness, the good aggressiveness, and I think Rennes missed that one and suffered when their mid team with that type of skills. After I checked the odds, I was really surprised to see that type of difference. And I think we can try victory OGC Nice. X no bet, odds are interesting, 2.20.
Indeed, the odds are super high for Nice because Rennes come as favorite to this game, 3.32. Nice to win, 2.46. Rennes to win. So, as you are saying, Nice draw no bet or Asian handicap zero. If there is a draw, you get your money back. Very good odds to back Nice. On Saturday also, we have Lille Bordeaux, and here is very important for Lille, Alain, because after beating Nantes away, they can sleep in European spots, something that we haven't seen in the whole season. They've improved in the previous weeks, and I guess we all expect a victory against Bordeaux. It looks like Bordeaux, they are going to lead them.
Well, Bordeaux, every week, is worse. We don't saw any improvement. We don't saw a reaction about Girondins Bordeaux. Last game before the international games, they lose against Montpellier at home with 9 players during all the second half. In the last 30 years in Ligue 1, no team doesn't score goal in against 9 players. And Bordeaux is the first in 30 years. And for me, it's a meaning about the situation, about Girondins de Bordeaux. Curiously, Lille catch the best results this season away in the every big stadium. They catch a positive results. They catch positive results in Rennes, in Nice, in Marseille, in Lyon. But at home, they must to correct that if they want to be a European team. The next season, we don't will be take so many risk for that game. I think it's the weak hot I choose for this week. Victory Lille 1.50 to go with security.
Okay, cautious one, probably good to add to an ACA, for instance, Lille to win at home. More difficult, I think, is going to be the game for Marseille. They are going to Saint-Étienne, and Marseille back to the second spot in Ligue 1 after back-to-back victories against Nice and Brest. But as we know, Alain, if we are saying that Bordeaux haven't improved with the new manager, Saint-Étienne is a completely different team in this 2022, but still, they are in playoff spots to go to Ligue 2.
Yes, Saint-Étienne feel comfortable when they don't must to have the possession of the ball. It's a transition team. I think since Duprat is came in the bench of the Vert, he give them that the solidity in defensive phase, with a strong block, with a lot of solidarity, and when they can let the ball to the rival, I think they catch the best results since Duprat is came. Now Marseille arrive with a good streak, four victory in the last four games. That can be go out about the little crises that suffer, but playing in Saint-Étienne is always difficult. It's always difficult for every team. Marseille don't really have the fans with them because away fans are forbidden for the game of Saturday. We must to take a risk for that game. 1x no bet. The odds are really interesting. 2.50.
Then another draw no bet for the home team, Saint-Étienne, Asian Handicap 0, or draw no bet. And on Sunday, we start with the early kickoff, Strasbourg-Lens. This is a very important one for qualifying for the Europa League. Strasbourg, the king of the draw lately, 2-4 draws in the last five games, and Lens is kind of an up and down, difficult team to read, actually, Alan.
It's two teams really different. We have one team is not the most funny team when they play, because he's a team with a lot of balance. And they received a team without balance. Lens is suffer bipolarity from the beginning of the season. We saw a very good version, and we saw a very good bad version. Normally, that type of game, the team with balance have a big advantage. And I think Racing Club Strasbourg have a big advantage for that type of game. Lens, when they found the team with that type of model of play like Strasbourg, they have a lot of problem because they concede a lot in defensive transition, and Strasbourg is a really explosive team in transition. When they play at home, they're really strong. It's really difficult to win in Alsace, and I think for that game, Strasbourg will be winning. Will be winning again against Lens. The odds are interesting because 2.10. When we saw the difference about the team, I think Strasbourg is a good opportunity to choose the sign 1, victory of Strasbourg. Sign odds 2.10.
Three defeats only Strasbourg when playing in Alsace. Then we have Clermont. Nantes, Clermont, a team of strikes. They catch a good one and they take points for four consecutive games. Now, three consecutive defeats for them, back into trouble. Luckily for them, they are playing against Nantes, that away they are a bit of a disaster, Alain. Only 1 point in the last four games away.
Yes, it's true, but in the case of Clermont, I think they suffer a little the post game in Marseille, because when they won in Marseille, since that game, they don't still winning. They lose against Lorient, they lose against Lens, they lose in Lille, they draw in Bordeaux, only 1 point in that fourth game. For a team is fighting against relegation, you must to have more points, and that one. Is a big limit for Clermont. There will be found a team suffer a little the qualification for the final of French final cup. They must to react because it's two games, not don't score. Mm-hmm. And I choose another X no bet for that game because the odds are interesting. Victory of Nantes, sign 2, odds 2.00.
Okay, Dronovet for Nantes or Asian Handicap 0. They lost against Lille and Troyes recently, as you mentioned, without scoring a single goal. Then we have Metz Monaco, and here I guess we should expect a reaction from Monaco out of Europe. I was surprised to see them kicked out by Braga, but they came back to the Ligue 1 and they beat very comfortably PSG. I guess it's time for them to collect points in these 2 months left of competition, Alain, to play European spots the following season. And of course, if you are going to Metz, you have to win.
You have to win, but Metz is the last call. It's the last call for Metz, because the difference with Saint-Etienne, with Clermont, with Lorient, with Troyes, the team who is fighting against the relegation, made points in the last journey. And Metz must react. It's the last call. But Monaco is difficult to have a clear image about the feeling of the team, because with Braga, I was a little disappointed for both games, because I think Monaco have his best team, like the result said, but after they can react, they can score 3 goals against Paris Saint-Germain. Now playing in Metz is always really difficult, but Metz, when they play at home, is the worst team in Ligue 1. Only 9 points in 14 games at home. For that game, we can choose two odds. One is the security, is the victory of Monaco, 1.53, and the second is the over 2.5 goals, and the odds is 2.00. I think we can take a risk for that game, over 2.5 odds, 2.00.
Especially if Ben Yedder is on fire. He scored a brace against PSG. He's a player that I really like. With some Ben Yedder. Then we have Montpellier-Brest. Here, two teams in the middle of the table, playing basically for nothing, I would say. Brest still needs probably a victory to stay safe, but they will be in the middle of the table. But for this game, Montpellier arrive in a better form. They are playing at home. Therefore, Alain, they are favorites.
Yes, it is one of the most curious match this season in Ligue 1. Why? Because both manager was in the team, was managed the team who is meeting the next Sunday. Dazakarian was in Montpellier, Dall'Oglio was in Brest. In the first game, Montpellier win 4-0 in Brest. I think it's the only team can win with that type of difference of goal. From the beginning of the season, the victory in Bordeaux, I think, gives something in psychological way to Montpellier. Important, they react after 3 bad results, bad feeling. Their play against Nice was one play more for a lot of time during the game. They be able to score a goal. In this moment, I have more best feeling about Montpellier. The odds is interesting against one Brest, who lose the last 3 games of 4. Mm-hmm. I think Brest Montpellier can winning and can reproduce the game in the first half, and there will be win. Odds are 2.10 for the south team of France.
And also on Sunday, same time, same time actually, we have Troyes games. There is a reaction about Troyes some weeks ago. They were one of the worst teams in Ligue 1. Since then, they drew with Saint-Étienne, they beat Nantes, they beat Bordeaux, so they are out of the relegation zone. But Reims, they are also in good form, and we know, Alain, that when they are playing as visitors, they are good.
Yes, they're really good. They're really good. I think Reims is making a really good season. A really good season with a team, with a young team. The sporting director worked really well with the transfer and discover new talent in Europe. And Oscar Garcia is working at the best level he can give to this team this season. Every team suffered against Stade de Reims, but Troyes, in the last week, I was really critical with Troyes in the first part of the season, but in the last weeks, they give feeling about they can save the category, because their catch point against direct rival, they're winning against Girondins Bordeaux, their draw in Saint-Étienne, where it is always difficult, and they can winning too, because they won against Troyes, their draw against Olympique de Marseille, four games without losing, about Troyes, the best streak from the beginning of the season. For that game, I choose both teams score. Odds 2.10 with two teams in a very good form.
And then we have Lyon-Angers. It looks like Lyon, they are doing an all-in, no? Talking about poker in the Europa League. They are completely distracted in the Ligue 1. They are so far away from European spots. And they've been very up and down, actually, when they are playing in France. Very good when they are playing in Europe. So perhaps it's not a bad idea, no? To put some money, why not, in Angers, that finally they got the victory against Brest, but we know that they were coming from an awful run of fixtures.
Yes, because my question is, where is the Angers of the version of the first part of the season? Because from the beginning of 2022, Angers suffered a lot. I think it's the worst team from the beginning of the year. In point perspective, and for that that game, Lyon is so difficult to predict what will be happen with Lyon, because they can be able to win against Porto, and Porto have a lot of tradition. He's the leader in the Portuguese league, but they can make that game, especially in Portugal, for the most risky people, we can choose the double opportunity, 2.75 in favor of Angers, or maybe we can choose over 2.5, because we saw in the last games at home, we saw a lot of goals in Lyon, especially against Stade Rennais. Odds 1.74.
Okay, two options. You agree with me. It's very inconsistent, Lyon. So it's very risky, actually, going for Angers. But think about it. Angers to win is 8. But as you mentioned, the double chance, 2.75. Not bad. And the last game is PSG-Lorient. Basically, nothing to play for, no? For PSG, we have to see how is the fans' reaction after another defeat, playing away, a very bad one against Monaco. It's also very good always to see Kylian Mbappé. Imagine the goal he scored even with France against South Africa. And I guess it's difficult to find good odds for this kind of games with PSG playing at home.
Yes, it's always from the beginning of the season we analyze the grade of motivation about the team, but we discover a lot of surprise about Paris Saint-Germain from the beginning of the season. The losing in Rennes, the losing against Nice, the losing in Monaco in the last game. I think for that game, we can choose both teams will be scored. Because Lorient, I think, be able to score in the Parc des Princes Sunday night. The odds 1.95 for both teams score.
Lorient, they've reacted in the last weeks, getting 7 points out of the last four games, fighting for the relegation. So they will try to, at least as you are mentioning, to score some goals in the Parc des Princes. Alain, this is very interesting, the Ligue 1. We still have 8 games until the end of the season, or 9, actually. So let's finish, no, the video with your ACA for this weekend.
Yes, first game, OGC Nice, Stade Rennais, 1x, no bet, odds 2.20.
Yeah.
Racing Club de Strasbourg, RC Lens, Sig 1, odds 2.10.
Mm-hmm.
Metz Monaco, Sig 2, odds 1.53.
Yep.
And Montpellier Brest, Sig 1, odds 2.10.
Total odds?
The total is 14.84.
I really like the draw no bets in underdogs. This is always a very good strategy, actually, for betting. Alain, thanks, as always, and see you next week.
Thank you very much, Edu. Ciao.
I hope you enjoy the video and also Alain's tip. Let me know what you think always in the comment section. And don't forget to press the like and subscribe. And also remember that we have a podcast as well for you. See you very soon. Au revoir.